It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall picking up their second district victory of the season at home. It ended up being a home game against Langston Hughes. Obviously, Coach, weird stuff at the end of that game. It was really odd because you guys were prepared to play there on Thursday, and the game got moved like four or five times, it seemed like, before everything kicked off. But you finally got on the field and ended up with a 14-point win. I know you guys had to actually come from behind a little bit in that one.
Yeah, they got up on us a little bit early. We didn't tackle very well. We went down and scored, and they ended up taking the kickoff right after we scored, back for a touchdown, and kind of went back and forth there in that first quarter a little bit, them being up for a while. And then we were able to kind of get a two-touchdown lead before halftime, try to keep that going into the second half, and then kind of back and forth. Like I said, they have some very good athletes. Number one, their tailback is a stud. He runs very hard. In fact, there was one play in the second half where he got outside of our defensive end, outside linebacker, our corner missed a tackle, and he took off down the sideline. We didn't have anybody close to catch him.
Talking with Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney here on our Panthers Coach's Corner. You guys moved 2-2 in district play and kind of a fork in the road type ball game against Morrison on Friday night. Morrison, obviously a very good ball club, undefeated, but you guys get a crack at them at home.
Yeah, it's going to definitely be a good situation for us. Like you said, they're undefeated. We get them at home, coming off of a big win, emotional win for us. If we can go out and be able to beat Morrison here at home, we saw them at team camp over in Cushing back in the spring. We scored on them. They scored on us. Kind of went back and forth over there with us and them. But that's like saying here, it's a home game. And if we can pull the win off, it kind of changes the whole landscape of the district, puts us right back in, basically controlling our own destiny into the playoffs.
And obviously, how the game ended on Friday and in some other stuff off the field, it's kind of been a weird week for you all. How do you kind of handle that with your team and get them to really buckle down and focus?
The team's going to have to be able to. The kids emotionally came out and fought hard for that game. We did. We've got a black H that we put on the back of our helmet, a sticker for the house that we'll wear for the rest of the season. Kids really wanted to play for Gracie in that game. I think it's kind of brought us together for the ball game a little bit better than per se normal. And this week per se, I know the funeral will be on Tuesday. We're going to end up practicing Tuesday evening around 7 because I got tech kids, so we can't technically practice in the morning. And just kind of heal up emotionally this week, kind of get back focused. The kids, we know how big a game this is. We're a little banged up right now. Had a couple injuries in this game, so we got to wait and see kind of going through this week how our injuries heal per se. But it's a big game, and if we can, we all kind of know as a coaching staff, and I think the kids realize how big a game this is, and if we can win it, what it means for us in this district.
That's Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Once again, the Panthers 50-36 winners over Langston Hughes. They've got Morrison coming up at home on Friday.